Happy few days before Valentine's Day. I've got 11 questions for you on all things pink related. We got the color. We got the singer. We've got the shade. You get tickled. This is Trivia with Buds. What it be, and welcome to another episode of the Trivia with Buds podcast. I'm your host, Ryan Buds. Thanks so much for checking out my show. I'm recording this live here at Hangar 24 in Southern California, Redlands to be specific. I'm holding up this growler. You can pick these up. These are brand new. They're very cool. If you like adventure and beer, that is their motto. Hangar24.com. Follow them on social media and come play bingo with me here every single Monday night from 7 to 9. Today's episode is all about pink things for the theme of Valentine's Day, which is just around the corner, a couple days away. We'll have a proper episode on Valentine's Day written by Mike Maximchuk, so get ready for that. But until then, we're going to have some fun doing some pink thing-related trivia. This is an email that I got from my friend Jake Operandek from Chicago. I think that's how you say his name. Operandek is how I would pronounce it based on the spelling. So thank you, Jake, for this email. Here's what Jake said. He says, first off, you're wearing an Alkaline Trio shirt. I had the heart tattooed on my arm when I was 20. It is awesome listening to you, brother. You have no idea how much I appreciate the amount of labor you put into the work and making it free. Thanks to you, I'm able to play your trivia episodes with my 9-year-old daughter. Since you keep it clean, she's also a huge fan. Being from 99th and Pulaski in Chicago, I grew up listening to Alkaline Trio and Lucky Boys Confusion on my way to Brother Rice High School. I hung out in the Crestwood, Illinois area a lot at Hollywood Park, which is now called something else, and the movie theater, which is still there, by the way, and Portillo's, which is still way overrated, Jake says. Southside has changed a lot from our younger years, though, so I was wondering if you could put together a trivia quiz for me about the TV show Justified. I have watched the entire series 12 times. That's not an exaggeration. I binge the show every couple of months. I would love to be quizzed on this. Whenever you have time, could you let me know how much I would need to pay for it? I appreciate everything you do for the show. Brother, you rock. Come back to Chicago. I will be back to Chicago soon. Jake might be doing a show this spring at a brewery in Joliet, and you will be the first person I will let know about that. I love getting emails from people like that, especially when you want to do a certain topic on the show. You don't have to pay me anything. If you want to donate to the show to guarantee that I get to your topic, you can do that for $5 over on patreon.com/triviawithbuds. But when I get emails like this, even if you're not a patron, I'm probably still going to do that topic for you at some point. I've never done a episode on Justified, and I have not seen too much of that show, but I want to watch it. My brother Tom swears by it, and he's about to start his second binging of the series, and I sent him this email too, and he said, man, that guy's watched it 12 times. I got to catch up. So thank you, Jake, again, for that email. Anytime you want to email me stuff just like Jake did, email me at ryanbuds@gmail.com or contact me by clicking the link on triviawithbuds.com and just click contact. All right. We've got 11 questions for you on pink things, 11 questions on all things pink related right about now. Here we go. We are back with trivia on all things pink related. Let's see how many of these you can get right out of 11. Here's question number one. Singer Pink teamed up with Nate Roos for what chart topping hit of 2013. Singer Pink teamed up with Nate Roos for what chart-topping hit of 2013? Number one, number one. Question number two. The best funded breast cancer organization in the U.S. has what name attached to it? Question number two. The best funded breast cancer organization in the U.S. has what name attached to it? Number two. Question number three, what was the name of the pink cougar created by Hanna-Barbera in 1959? What was the name of the pink cougar created by Hanna-Barbera back in 1959? Question number four, what band had an album called Pinkerton in 1996? What band had an album called Pinkerton back in 96? Question number five, a pink jelly belly bean with darker red spots on it is what flavor? Your hint is it's a dessert. Number five, a pink jelly belly bean with darker red spots on it is what flavor? Hint, dessert. Number five. Question number six, what store has a product line called Pink since 2002? Number six, what store has a product line called Pink since 2002? Number seven, Jesse Pinkman is a character that starred in what Netflix movie in 2019? Number seven, Jesse Pinkman is a character that starred in what Netflix movie in 2019? A couple more questions left to go on Pink Things. Get ready for Valentine's Day. And this is also a reminder for all the dudes out there to get your flower orders in if you're watching this on Wednesday. Got a couple days to get those flower orders in. Here's number eight, a pink bunny suit is a prominent gag in what comedy of 1983? Number eight, a pink bunny suit is a prominent gag in what comedy of 1983? Number nine, what rock band had a 1997 song called Pink? Number nine, what rock band had a 1997 song called Pink? Number 10, what was Pinky's often used single word interjection on the cartoon Pinky and the Brain? Number 10, what was Pinky's often used single word interjection on Pinky and the Brain? Number 10. And your bonus question for 2 points, describe the Japanese practice of yubitsume used by groups like the Yakuza. Number 11, for 2 points, describe the Japanese practice of yubitsume used by groups like Yakuza. Number 11. 2 points if you could figure out what that means. Those are all your questions for your Pink Things quiz today. Happy early Valentine's. We'll be right back in just a second with the answers. We're back with the answers to some trivia on Pink Things. Let's see how you did. Question number one. Singer Pink teamed up with Nate Roos for what chart-topping hit of 2013? I can't believe this song is 7 years old. I thought it came out last year. It's called Just Give Me a Reason. Remember that song with Pink and Nate Roos? Number one. Number two, the best-funded breast cancer organization in the U.S. has what name attached to it? Susan G. Komen. John Cena, a big supporter of this organization, as are millions of people around the world. Number three, what was the name of the Pink Cougar created by Hanna-Barbera in 1959? The answer was not the Pink Panther, although at all my trivia nights, I would say 9 out of 10 teams wrote Pink Panther, even though the question says, what's the name of the Pink Cougar? Cougar is not a panther. I think people know that, but I could be wrong. The answer was Snagglepuss. Snagglepuss is a cougar who would say, exit stage left, I believe. I think that was his catchphrase. But Pink Panther, not a cougar. Number four, what band had an album called Pinkerton in 1996? That was Weezer, the band Weezer. Number five, a pink jelly belly bean with darker red spots on it is what flavor hint dessert? It is strawberry cheesecake, which I had the other day at the Cheesecake Factory. Pretty dang good. Number five, strawberry cheesecake. Number six, what store has a product line called Pink since 2002? That would be Victoria's Secret. Victoria's Secret. The creator of Victoria's Secret ended his own life by jumping off the Golden Gate Bridge because of his business failure of only selling the company for $1 million. And then a couple years later, it was worth $1 billion. So look that up if you like depressing things, I guess. But I did come across that fact writing that question. Check that out. Victoria's Secret has the line called Pink. Number seven, Jesse Pinkman is a character that starred in what Netflix movie of 2019? It was called El Camino, a Breaking Bad movie, El Camino. Number eight, a pink bunny suit is a prominent gag in what comedy of 1983? That would be A Christmas Story with Ralphie and the gang on Christmas morning. Great movie. Love it. Number nine, what rock band had a 1997 song called Pink? That was Aerosmith. Aerosmith. And number 10, what was Pinky's often used single word interjection on Pinky and the Brain? He would go, NARF, N-A-R-F, NARF was his thing he said. Number 10. Number 11, for 2 points, describe the Japanese practice of yubitsume used by groups like Yakuza. The Japanese practice is pinky shortening. So they cut off parts of your pinky if you are like disobedient or you do something terrible and you're trying to get back in with the gang, for example. You might cut off parts of your own pinky, I read. So pinky shortening is the crazy thing there of Japanese practice. So check that out, look it up, and see what you can find. Thank you guys for listening and watching today's episode here at Hangar 24, recording this one, getting kind of loud in here, so this will probably be the last recording of the day. Thanks for subscribing to the show, and remember you can watch and listen to all your favorite episodes on YouTube and your favorite podcast app, and you can go back and listen to all 800 episodes of the show with an app called CastBox. CastBox is a free podcast streaming app, and you can subscribe on YouTube to watch the episodes every day as well. If you want to be on the show in some capacity, I'm always looking for guests for Skype call quizzes or phone call quizzes. Email me to set that up, ryanbuds@gmail.com. You can promote whatever you want when you're on the show. It's time for my promotion, my friends at Funky Monkey, and the question of the day, brought to you by Funky Monkey Designs of San Dimas, California. That's fmdesignsinc.com. A Bigger Bang Tour is the second highest grossing tour of all time. The name of the tour was Bigger Bang. So what band had that tour? And if you know the answer, tweet me at RyanBuds or email RyanBuds@gmail.com. That's from Funky Monkey Designs, fmdesignsinc.com. Yesterday's answer was Dick Tracy for The Detective, created by Chester Gould in 1931. And your trivia team name of the day is Muggles Not Druggles. That's Muggles Not Druggles. Thank you guys so much for listening and watching the show. Thanks for telling a friend about the show. Thanks for leaving iTunes reviews. Thanks for being a Patreon subscriber. And we'll see you tomorrow for more Trivia with Buds. Cheers.